Dennis Clark, obviously you are a radio consultant, and it's unusual that someone is more well-known than a presenter, but within the radio industry, you are very, very well-known. You've worked with some of the biggest names going. What's the key to working with such talent?
Just by appreciating what they do. You know, I think that a lot of talent is unknown to many managers, and when a guy like me comes in and goes, you know, this guy's good, or that guy, that girl's great, or somebody's really got some talent here, that kind of thing. Getting onto the manager's radar is the most important thing to just, frankly, get their first start. And then from there, let the talent begin. Start talking about your life. Start talking about what interests you. Start talking about what you love, what you like, what you hate, what you don't like. And, you know, just start creating the bond with the listener, and that's how it all starts.
You've worked with Rick Dees, Ryan Seacrest, Elvis Duran. Is it the same formula for all of them? Is it cookie cutter?
The foundations are, but every single one of those shows is 100% different. You know, a lot of people think that there's a template or there's a system or anything like that. The foundation is just, you know, getting really that relationship with you and the listener, and it's one person listening. And what makes that interesting? And I think that a variety of different things help that. It's the type of radio station you're on. It's your hours of when your show airs. So it could be mornings, middays, afternoons. So just connecting that relationship with the listener at that time of day, every day, and being real consistent but real interesting is the most important thing.
Now, you're in charge of iHeartMedia, the talent division there. How do you manage that? It's hundreds and hundreds of radio stations, hundreds and hundreds of people.
It is, but we've had a lot of wonderful success stories in the last 2 or 3 years. We have Bobby Bones now, who is becoming our face and our voice of country music. And 2 years ago, we didn't have anybody in that sort of national country world. And Bobby's young country, so he's connecting with the artists and bringing country music to an audience that thought country was a little bit not for me. They say, you know, like, oh, all the country stars, you have to have this respect for the country stars, etc., that kind of thing. And I think that Bobby is really connecting to the stars like friends, and then more importantly, he's connected his show to listeners like friends too. So the system, that system works there. Breakfast Club in New York is another great success story. That's a show that's targeted urban audience, based in New York. This is a true work in progress of when you find real new hungry talent that has developed 5 years later into them being the Breakfast Club. They are three very interesting, unique people that never had the opportunity to have their own show or to let their personality shine. And these three people have done that. So it's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne the God, and that's the Breakfast Club, and you'll love that show.
You'll hear more about them.
One word that I think maybe you've heard now and again, maybe you've experienced now and again, egos. How do you deal with them within personalities?
You know, ego is the necessary evil. I think we all have egos. Every human being on the planet has an ego. The thing that feeds the ego for radio presenters is somebody's listening. So there's nothing worse than when there's a presenter on the air and they're not getting listener feedback, no one's calling. And I just think that just goes to show that you're not connecting with your audience. You're screaming at them, you're boring, you're not actually paying attention to that listener. And so that's one of the reasons why the phones don't ring. So the more you connect, the more you share your life, the more you observe and bring it to your show, and your passion is just felt through the microphone and their speakers, and whether it's your love of music, the love of the city you live in, whatever that connection point to the radio show and the listener is, really seize that opportunity and make it fit and work in their life.
Final question for you. Obviously, radio's changed an awful lot in the last few years with digital, et cetera, et cetera. 5 years' time, 10 years' time, where do you see the future?
The first slide in my session is, these are the good old days. So you might as well embrace the future. And the future could be anything. It could be something that we don't even know about right now. Like in the United States, they're talking about internet and car. They're talking about other digital platforms that possibly could be coming through. So here's the thing. If you have a product and you're connecting with an audience And that audience will find you no matter what service or the technology that it's being delivered on. They'll find you. And to me, I think that's pretty exciting. So if you can make what the future is work for you and your personality and be there for listeners, then congratulations. 5 years from now, it's going to be amazing.
Dennis Clark, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.